happy to welcome John Marshall and Revolutionary Racing, the story that evolved out of Colonial and out of Virginia, literally from the ashes. And I don't mean when they're going to burn the turf course, but it is so exciting that all the plans came together and really in rapid fashion. And yesterday, the Virginia Racing Commission issuing the licensing, and things are set for an August kickoff, and racing returns after 6 years to Colonial Downs there in New Kent, Virginia, about as great a turf course as there is in the game. John, congratulations to you and the partners and all the Virginia racing interests, Virginia Equine Associates, the horsemen. Very exciting developments.
Good morning, Steve, and thank you. Colonial Downs and Rosies, about ready to get started on August the 8th. It has been a journey, and I got to tell you, this is probably the biggest development in horse racing that I've seen since the emergence of Kentucky Downs. And it presents a great opportunity for not just Virginia, but for the entire industry.
From your, you know, from the origins, we knew right away that something was brewing when this started to, you know, started to happen, and it was amazing how quickly it all came together. I mean, talk about the origins, John, and the you know, the way the Revolutionary Racing team came together, and then, you know, basically, you know, putting the elements in place that made this happen. You know, the state government responded, you know, very, very well to all of these developments, and it seems like everybody that had a hand in it did exactly what was necessary.
Absolutely. You know, Colonial Downs and New Kent, under previous management, sat dormant for way too long. The VEA did an astonishing job keeping an industry together, along with the Virginia Racing Commission, through the last 4 or 5 years of no live racing. So Revolutionary Racing, headed by Larry Lucas and Prentice Salter, saw an opportunity. They came into Virginia, did some investigating and enrichment, and formed some partnerships with the VEA, and started thinking, how can we bring back live thoroughbred racing in Virginia? What would it take to do that? So historic horse racing is in vogue in Kentucky, as we all know, and the Revolutionary team started to look at historic horse racing prospects, identified an opportunity, and began to work that opportunity through the General Assembly, who warmed right up to it and said, wow, yes, look at what Kentucky has done through Kentucky Downs, and look what it's done for horse racing in Kentucky. Let's take a look at that model and see if it can apply to Virginia, and it certainly did. So the Revolutionary team, they deserve all the credit in the world, did the work. That's what's involved, doing the hard work to get something done. That's what they did. And here we are with a tremendous opportunity to reopen Colonial Downs Racetrack and a network of satellite wagering facilities that will have full card simulcasting and HHR technology that will be able to fund purse levels to allow us to have the elite boutique turf meet that all Virginians are envisioning.
The facility itself, for those that have never been down, you've doing a complete renovation, and that work was well underway. I saw an article back in the fall, back maybe in September, that what was going on with the building, and so it'll be an entirely new Colonial Downs for those that are going to visit. The schedule originally seemed to be leaning towards September, John, and now you seem set on an August-September slate, 5 weekends essentially, 15 racing days for this first year, Friday, Saturday, Sundays with the enormous daily purse structure that is kind of eye-popping.
Yeah, when we look ahead into 2020 and beyond, we're targeting 30 days of live racing. And we worked backwards from the last weekend of October, which is when we wanted to end. And that brings us up into mid and early August, 3 days a week. But for 2019, we're going to debut with 15 days, and we said, okay, which 15 are we going to use? Are we going to use the front half or the back half for 2019? So when we look at those two date sets, we chose the most Maryland-friendly version, which is the front half, where we'll straddle Timonium with dates to be the least impactful to Laurel and the Maryland Horsemen. It's the most Horseman-friendly date set with a 5 p.m. post. We'll be following Saratoga and starting at the beginning of Del Mar, so we'll have some p.m. interest in simulcast land. And the purse demand for that time of year, the first half versus the second half, is a little less demanding for those August dates. We're looking at around $400,000 or $500,000 a day for the August 8th through September 7th dates. And for the second half in 2020, we're targeting $600,000 a day, of which time of year we'll run with Keeneland and Belmont to a lesser degree because their purse levels are a little bit lower that time of year. But in 2020, we'll be able to say we offer the second highest purse structure in North America during that time of year, which is a great emergence.
Undoubtedly, and you've already, of course, I assume you're going to get the all the stakes, all the displaced Virginia stakes get to come home, right? That'll be a big part of the schedule.
Absolutely. The Virginia Derby, the Virginia Oaks, the Commonwealth Cup, and Virginia Sired and Bred races are coming home to Virginia in 2019. In fact, the Virginia Derby is scheduled for Saturday, August 31st, 2019.
Excellent. So this is all, yeah, this is all going to fall into place. Do you have, you know, it's funny, I had Tyler Picklesheimer on before Turfway got started, and I did kind of ask Tyler, have the Revolutionary team gotten a hold of you? Do you have a racing office plan yet?
We're in the throes of developing our team right now. So we'll be meeting with people starting next week and soon after the holidays and assembling a team to support live racing. And they will be familiar names that your listeners are all familiar with, looking to pull together an all-pro, all-star cast to really launch horse racing in Virginia in 2019.
Unbelievable. In addition to what will happen on track, and we should mention, the facility itself, I think you're scheduled for a spring opening, right? You'll be able to bring patrons in for simulcast and to play, you know, to play the HHR games in April?
Yes. Yesterday, the Racing Commission actually awarded us two licenses. One license pertains to live racing, under the definition of a significant infrastructure in Virginia. And the second license is specific to historic horse racing technology. And our plan is to open Colonial Downs in mid-April for full card simulcast and HHR operations.
You've also get to install three more facilities, and I know you're looking at a variety of locations, one down toward the North Carolina border, and I think Hampton is you seem set on a Hampton location, and what, like about 700 machines each, give or take, in some of their satellite locations.
That's right, Steve. Our growth plan has become a little more clear. We're going to assume management control of the existing VEA partnership OTBs on April the 1st, a little bit ahead of the new Kent opening. And to your point, Steve, we're going to be opening Rosie's in Vinton on April 30th, right after Rosie's at New Kent. The location after that will be Rosie's in Richmond on June 8th. Followed by Rosie's in Hampton on August 18th, and we're identifying another location to open the fourth quarter of 2019. And throughout all of that, we're opening the stable area July 25th, and we go first race post August 8th.
Nice. And for training? That's a great question, actually, for training purposes and facility use. I mean, how much more expanded dates to have horsemen on the grounds and you know, to utilize the facility that way as a training center?
Yeah, we have 1,000 stalls at Colonial Downs. And for 2019, we're going to open a stable area July 25th. Stall applications will most likely be circulating late May, early June. So those listeners that have interest in Colonial Downs, it's not too early to plan now. We'll probably race 80% or more on the turf. Given the width of our turf course, we have 8 rail positions. Holds up really well. It's in remarkable shape right now. I'd call it race ready right now, this year. But in any event, the stable area will continue to be open until September 14th. And it was important to us and the horsemen in Virginia that we opened it with a wide enough span to make it worth an outfit's while to relocate and take up residency for 7 or 8 weeks. We seem to think that's the minimum amount of time where people are attracted to take up a temporary residency. And in 2020 beyond, that time span is going to double to 14 or 15 weeks, which makes it a really attractive option, not only for outfits coming from the Northeast on their way to Florida for the winter, but folks following Kentucky Downs, wrapping things up there that are not entered at Keeneland. They could come over to Colonial Downs and continue south after running some great turf races.
Yeah, of course, the turf course just famed and so wide that you know, gives you all kinds of options. Is JD Thomas coming back as track super?
Absolutely. JD Thomas will be back in his glory. He's really excited. The Secretariat turf course is his baby, and he's been babying it all summer long.
Awesome. That's great. And, of course, JD is Jonathan's father, and there's a great rite of spring, and that is the photos of the burning of the turf course that then brings it in twice as lush for the racing season. I cannot wait to get down there, Jonathan. It's really exciting. I've obviously, anybody that's listened to the show, you know, Deb Easter has you know, been providing updates, and the horsemen, they did everything right, and that included the certification program. They stepped up, and it's, you know, it's hard under the circumstances, the way things have evolved. They did an amazing job, and then you guys came to the plate, and you know, here's the result. So it really can't be more excited for everybody involved. And we'll obviously talk more in the new year, but Colonial Downs back for 2019 and beyond. So congratulations and best wishes for the holiday season to you and Larry and everybody, and we'll look forward to helping you get going in the new year.
Thanks, Steve. This is really one for the entire industry to get behind and root for. This is a big one for everybody. And you're right about the horsemen. They've done a yeoman's job keeping the industry going for so long. And if this topic is not a keynote at the National HBPA Convention this year, I don't know what is.
Well, we'll be there too, so we'll look for you there, and I love it. Colonial, you know, it's a little difficult to get to. We got to, you know, that's always been, you know, part of the, you know, the element of what some of the frustrations or difficulties, because it is, you know, out by itself, but it's, you know, basically between Richmond and Williamsburg, and you know, it's easy to, once you get make the commitment to going, it's not hard to get to, but it's a bit of a unique locale, and really urge people to, you know, put it on their radar to come down, and I'm sure that it's going to be welcomed with open arms. I saw from the, I just saw from the media, you know, this week, in fact, John, that they're excited, you know, in the area. They're delighted with what's happening. And so we wish everybody the best going forward.
Yeah, 2019, it's a great year to be a horseman. It really is. You're going to have a lot of options and a lot of hope, a lot of things to look forward to. So go Colonial Downs and go Rosies.
Rosies is the brand name that they've attached to the facilities, and you can see it in the artist rendering. So Revolutionary Racing, and everything really kind of came together very quickly.